Gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Good morning.
Welcome to Superheroes Without Capes. You know, it's so exciting to be able to say thanks to our horses, but horses globally who are helping humans all the time. And, you know, that's the one thing we pride ourselves on at the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, is we don't use horses. We actually partner and work with them. And sometimes they don't even know how powerful they are when they are helping these human beings to be able to feel empowered and to be able to move forward. So it's all about the superhero.
We should probably introduce ourselves as well.
It's always wise.
It is always nice. So my name is Carolyn Charles. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing with the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning.
Hi, and my name is Carrie Fulmick, the founder of the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, a master facilitator helping people just like you or people that you know globally around the world by working with these incredible, incredible creatures who actually help to empower humans to move forward in their lives. You know, oftentimes we say it's not therapy, the course itself. However, the humans that come in, they're actually doing their own therapy because they're finding the answers to their problems, to the solutions in their life. So it really is a very gratifying business to be a part of.
Absolutely. And really being around horses anytime, for anybody who does that, we know it's therapeutic. But what we work on here is that life skill development piece. And as a result of people becoming certified with us, our clients leave with a life-changing, ready-made business, including exceptional tools you need to be successful, an empowered team to move you and your business forward, a refreshed awareness and remarkable communication with your horses, and then leave with that soul-altering confidence, knowing that you're doing exactly what you were meant to do in this life.
You bet.
So if that is really everything that you've been looking for, keep watching, because when are you going to start living your dream, right? We're living ours, right?
Ooh, it's a good release and right. Going on this morning.
Faye says, now this is about me. So
yeah, me, myself, and I. And I always love that. So everybody, we would love for you to meet Faye. Faye is a Canadian, and we're not sure what she is mixed with, but she is mainly Canadian. The one thing, how she came into our lives is really an interesting story, because what happened was I had lost my mom on June the 1st, 2011. Then I lost a horse that night, Buddy. And then I lost three other horses in 8 weeks. So at that time, my heart was, I was just numb. I still loved life, but I was very numb to have lost so many of these beautiful living beings. But Faye, we get an email from this lady. Her name is Katie, and Katie might be watching us today as well. And she tells me how this horse, 4 years old, was rescued from a rescue and then rescued again, because she actually had a horse shelter actually land on her back and rip her open from her withers to her back end. Now, most people would have put her down because she did have so much damage, but no, not Katie and not her mom. They both decided that there was something super special about Faye, and they did all the doctoring, and it was months and months and months and months and months. Plus, she was a non-riding horse, 4 years old still, I'm bringing you back to four, and she thought that she'd be great for our youth programs. Now, when I first read this, I'm like, she is one of those crazy ladies. And it wasn't until my honey said, Carrie, you got to sit down again. You got to read it. I'm like, I did. No, you got to sit down, babe. So I read it again. And oh my goodness, you see, my mom's name is Faye, spelled exactly the same way, F-A-Y-E. And in the note, that was her name. So of course, all the lights, ahas, were like, oh my goodness, Faye is supposed to come into our lives. Now, it took Faye and I actually quite a while to be in a connection piece, because I think my heart just hurt so much because of that reminder of my mom. But I tell you, her and I've come a long way, and what she does for humans is mind altering, especially women. Wow.
Yeah.
We have all gone through some tragedy sometimes, and sometimes that scar that we have that's still left on the outside of us, or even on the inside of us. It still stays with us, but it makes us who it is that we are. And that's what makes her the superhero that she is.
That's very
true. And again, coming back in again, and you know, just like with people, no one wants to be felt sorry for, neither does she.
No.
So her scar represents power for a lot of people, so that when she is helping them, they too can say, oh yeah, I relate to her story.
So getting into this first part of, again, why she is so special, it's really this survivor piece of her. And that's how she connects with so many people. We work with a lot of women at risk, and a lot of them have been through
hell
and back, really, to put it into a very small little nutshell. But they have scars on the inside. They also have scars on the outside. And when they get to meet Faye and they see her scar, they have that connection right away. Plus, Faye is never, like, she's rideable. She's one of the smoothest rides you'll ever see.
Who, you know, even when we sent her off with our beautiful friend Epi, you know, everybody was shocked that she was able to be a riding horse. And so I asked Epi, you know, people keep asking, how is that possible? And Epi said, I never thought of her that she had a disability. I thought of her just as she is a horse who wants to learn a different discipline or a different way of doing things. So I always think that's a great parallel for humans as well. Mm-hmm. You know, one of our women at risk groups that came in one time, it was so interesting because two of the ladies who picked her, now, oh, we'll tell her you her strong pieces later, but two of the ladies that picked her, when I had stepped in to ask them a question as to why this teacher, why are you choosing this teacher? And they both said, because she's got a scar. And I said, oh, okay, that's cool, because a lot of people, you know, with those scars, they want to hide them. And they both said, you know, we have our own scars. Now, we never like to hear the personal stuff.
No.
Because we're not therapists. So we don't ever want them to go there. However, sometimes things just blurt out. So, of course, the one lady, she said, my husband stabbed me 17 times. Well, I can tell you this. Everybody just started to cry. And of course, we didn't go any further, but for her just to express, to be with a teacher who's got such a huge star, scar, not star, but she's a star,
yeah.
A huge scar, and what it meant for her, for even her own life, to be able to move forward, even with all those scars she had,
and
like
just
the survivor, she's
it.
A survivor. Yeah. Like, we have so many women at risk who are the survivors mm-hmm. of everything that has happened in their lives, and not to mention, I mean, we do have our youth that have survived, are men at risk.
So everybody has survived something. All of us have a story, right? And all of us have survived something, or we're trying to survive something, whether it just be life in general. So when you can work with an animal that can't lie to you, will never judge you, who has survived something as well, there's just something magical, for lack of a better term, of that just brings something out in ourselves that we know we can too. Because when you see everything that she's been through, and like, you guys saw the pictures, that it was not a nice place for her at that point, but she survived it all and came out on the other side an amazing, amazing, amazing horse, an amazing teacher as well.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So when she first came though, there was a little confusion.
You know, it's interesting sometimes when you bring in your new horses when they're supposed to be in your life. And I always say, if they keep popping into your pathway, it's because they're supposed to be with you, or maybe someone who's actually coming into your life. But she was very confused on her leadership piece. She actually didn't know where it was she was supposed to be in the herd. She didn't know how to actually use her leadership abilities, meaning she would actually just kind of bulldoze. Like, what is that? Like in a store?
A bull in a china shop.
That's the word we use quite a bit, because she didn't know how to do it. So she would kind of bulldoze in, because she is our widest horse, which is 1500 pounds.
I always like to say Faye got back.
Yeah, Faye got lots back.
But it's a very nice back, Faye.
It is. Look at how gorgeous
she is.
And she has been here the whole time. I have to tell you, this has got to be our best superheroes with Kate.
Knock on wood.
Oh, shoot. I should have said it right away. That's exactly. So because it took her quite a while and we had to help her to understand her strong leadership abilities, you know, for the people coming in, it's so cool too, because, you know, they're lost in their leadership ability. Mm-hmm. They're lost. They don't know that they can actually just be a leader in their own lives. They're thinking that they have to be something else. And
Well, no, the definition of leadership itself, everybody thinks that you have to be, you know, managing other people or leading others to be a leader. Well, that's not actually the case of it. Leading, being a leader is being a leader to yourself, right? And people get that part confused all the time. So she had that same little piece confused of how to be a leader in a lot of ways, because her way was just like, I'm going here, everyone shall move, part the seas, I'm coming through, kind of thing. But she's come a long way, haven't you, sweet girl?
Oh my goodness. And you know, there's nothing more exciting than when you see these people in your arena and she won't move. She will not even budge. It doesn't matter how many times they do a tug. Well, that's the piece she's wanting people to understand is, let's change our intention. I can move you. I feel I can move you. My eyes are going in the right direction, which is the path in life, which is always walk, move into our future. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, they move 1,500 pounds and they're blown away that they can do it. It's the same idea when she will not back up for people.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, everybody has to get to that success before they leave. But I'm telling you, the leader pieces that she brings out in people blows them away. Because can you move 1,500 pounds? Hell no.
Yeah.
You have to understand it through our intention, through everything that's coming into us. We can do it and we can do anything in our lives, but everything's got to be intact.
And this part of leadership that's kind of next here kind of leads into the next piece with her as well. But she is a very strong indicator of boundaries. Like she really, really, really is very clear on the fact that if people don't set their own boundaries, she's going to keep pushing them until they do. And she has her own very, very clear boundaries as well as to what she likes and what she doesn't like. And that kind of brings us to this next piece.
And on that note too, even with the boundary piece, this is one thing for her too, and which does go into this, is we always say these horses are your teachers. We are your facilitators. We help you facilitate the process, but it's the teachers, the horses who actually do all of the teaching. So sometimes if a human is in too much in the boundary, what does she do? She gives them a warning. You're too close. Now, it's not because sometimes they say, oh, it's the horse doesn't like that. Well, no. But the teaching component is, how do we get our boundary? Can you think of women who are being physically even abused, or mentally abused? It's the same thing. We got to set our own boundary.
Yeah.
So she really helps us to understand, this is my boundary. We're going to stay strong in our boundary. And until the clients get it, she keeps doing it.
Well, and even for people who are like the yes people who, yeah, sure, I'll do that for you. I'll do that for you. I'll do that for you. And consistently, hi, sweetheart, consistently do that kind of piece. She likes to show them as well that, you know, it's up for you to say no too, because you have to be able to respect your own boundaries. And a lot of times people, oh no, I don't mind if she's that close to me, but then we can parallel it to people. Well, if random dude on bus came up and rubbed his head on you like that, would you be okay with, well, no. So just because she's cute doesn't mean, like, what's she trying to teach you here? And that's when people really kind of get that light bulb that maybe they are letting other people push them around, and Faye's shining a light on that of how to set their own boundaries too.
And the low maintenance piece, it's always really exciting because she has only allowed, I could probably say 10 people in how many years? 8 years.
Long time.
Actually groom her. So we always call it like, oh, spying, you know, going to the spa idea. But she is not a spa girl. She's a low maintenance chick. Just like me, I have no nail polish on. I don't have my toenails done. I don't, well, obviously you can see I am not a fancy girl.
And none Faye, of us are fancy.
Faye is not either. And you know, that helps people as well, because when she keeps backing up, letting them know that she actually doesn't want to be groomed, it's a great time to step in to say, okay, so what do you think then she's saying if she keeps moving away from the brush? Well, she doesn't want to be brushed. Okay, so do we force ourselves on her to do that? Mm-hmm. And of course, they'll always say no. And then I'll say, does this resonate with you in any which way? And most of the times, the people who are like her, they'll say, well, actually, I don't like people touching me. I don't like all that fancy stuff. And this is why she's so brilliant too, because who has to be fancy to be a solid, strong chick?
That's very true.
Or person. So we have our youth at risk that came in. It was with an alternative high school. And it's very cool, because when horses know that they're allowed to teach and talk, they actually use their muzzle and go to different places on our bodies. So anyways, they kept going to this girl's heart, to her heart. Now, of course, being facilitators, we have to step in right away because the horse is talking. So my first question is, wow, like, are you okay with what Faye keeps doing to you? She says, yes, I am. She goes, it feels so good. I said, you know, think about the area that she's touching you in and what would be there. And of course, the girl says, the heart. And I said, well, that's kind of cool, isn't it? And then, of course, I leave her because, again, we're not therapy, so I don't want to get into.
It's just for her to think about.
It's just to think about. Well, at the end, of course, this is sometimes where our clients love to tell us something. So she calls me back over. She goes, Carrie. She goes, I know why she keeps going to my heart. She goes, I lost my dog a week ago, and it was so hard, and my heart hurts so bad, and she's helping my heart to be strong. I'm like, oh, so sweet. So, you know, that's a holy jumping tuna fish that a human understood that this is what this horse was trying to do. Beautiful babies.
And actually, Faye gave me a holy jumping tuna fish a moment once as well, but, and I'll shorten the story, but basically this little girl had just kind of come back into the program, and Carrie went up to her and said, okay, well, there's a program about driving on the roads
focus.
And that kind of thing. And focus was the objective. So there was this bear out there that was supposed to be like a hurt person as to how they're going to help this person. And so Carrie goes up to this little girl and says, well, what do you think that Faye would do if she went over there and saw that? And the little girl says, she would give her mouth to mouth. Carrying her head's thinking, oh,
no,
boy.
I said it out loud. I said, no way. This horse can't do mouth to mouth. And she said, oh, yes, she can.
So sure enough, Faye and this little girl, Faye and this little girl walk over. And what does Faye do? She puts her muzzle right on the mouth of this bear. And that, for me, was one of the all-time still that was just like, holy jumping tuna fish. Like, how?
And, you know, that's the amazing piece. When you are focused on your intention and what you think, you're focused on what it is that you feel, you can get anything done. Like, it's truly amazing. Here's her scar. I think she moved in. Just so you all can see it. So her scar was this big, if you can see that. Then they took hair from her neck and they did a hair transplant and put it all in the scar.
She's got it itchy, I think, right now.
Yes, but she was showing everybody.
Yes, you're very good.
Yes. Okay.
So the next piece too is don't forget to throw giveaway into the comments below too, because then you can get entered to win the over $6,400 horse welfare giveaway piece as well, with Warwick Schiller, Jane Pike, Shelley Whitehouse, and ourselves, Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, and it is phenomenal. So throw that in and you'll get all the deets on how that part works as well. And then, of course, don't forget, share. That was fun.
I like that too, because, you know, globally, we don't have to have secrets. Globally, we can help each other around the world to be able to work with these beautiful creatures in such a different way, and hearing them and understanding them so that we all win.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. These beautiful, beautiful animals give us so much that we should take the time to appreciate and recognize how much superhero they truly are.
Sorry.
I had a jump there. Yeah, as you can see. Yeah. Woo! And new noise. I'm just like a horse. What is that?
Yeah. I love it. Okay. So again, yes, have a wonderful week. We will see you guys all next week. And don't forget to always appreciate and respect the welfare of your superheroes without capes, because we know that these beautiful animals help all of us in our lives move forward in the right way.
You bet. Have an amazing day. Make it happen. Remember, you have one life. Live it like you're going to what?
Die.
That's right, because then we live in our moments just like a horse.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.